just got your letter, babe. Too bad you can't come home. I swear I'm going crazy, sitting here all alone. Since you've gone, I got a melon of blue. I ain't slept a wink since Sunday.
Elvis Presley kicking off the second hour of the Music Box with A Mess of Blues. That's a great B-side from a great A-side, Now or Never. I'm Mike Duke. Here we are in the third Music Box show, and we haven't played a car song yet. We'll take care of that right now with a two-part car story that began in 1951 with this song by Ramblin' Jimmy Dolan, The Hot Rod Race.
Now, me and my wife, my brother Joe, took off in my Ford from San Pedro. We hadn't much gas and the tires were low, but the doggone Ford could really go. Now, along about the middle of the night, we were ripping along like plain folks might, when a Mercury behind, he blinked his lights and he honked his horn and he flew outside. We had twin pipes in the Columbia butts. You people may think that I'm in a rut, but to you folks who don't dig the jive, that's two carburetors and an overdrive. Made grease spots out of many good towns and left the cops' heads spinning round and round. They wouldn't chase, they'd run and hide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. Now, we were Ford men and we likely knew that we would race until something blew, and we thought it over. Now, wouldn't you? I looked down at my lovely bride, her face was blue, I thought she died. We left streaks through town about 40 feet wide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. My brother was pale, he said he was sick, he said he was just a nervous wreck. But why should I worry, for what the heck, me and that Mercury was still neck and neck. Through the deserts we did glide, a flying low and a flying wide. Me and that Mercury was a taking a ride, and we stayed exactly side by side. Then I looked in the mirror and I saw something coming, and I thought it was a plane by the way it was a running, humming along at a terrible pace, and I knew right then it was the end of the race. When it flew by us, I turned the other way, and the guy in the Mercury had nothing to say, for it was a kid in a hopped-up Model A. Yeah, just a hopped-up Model A.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, 411 gears, so you can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights were all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twist the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot feet clear to the floor, said that's all there is, and there ain't no more. I went around a corner and I passed a truck, I whispered a prayer, just for luck. Fenders clicking, the guardrail post, the guys beside me were white as gold. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense, the telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines in the road just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hope they could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. We went around a corner with the tires on the side, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over, let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down in a dip and started rocking. I look at my mirror and the red light was blinking. Cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking. You don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
You've heard that one before by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. Now you've heard the original recording of Hot Rod Lincoln by the guy who wrote it, Charlie Ryan. That 45 is from 1960. And Ramblin' Jimmy Dolan set the stage for the Model A with the Hot Rod Race from 1951. Marty Collins was a recording artist, club performer, and country music radio personality for many years. He and I worked together at a radio station in the mid-1980s. His biggest chart success happened in 1969. Imagine my surprise and delight when my wife found this 45 in a yard sale a few doors down the street from our house. Here are Marty Collins and Bobby Jean with their 1969 hit of the country classic, Long Black Veil.
I walk these hills
10 years ago on a cold I had been nobody knows but me. The sky goes high, eternity near.
I stood in the crowd and shed not a tear, but some. When the cold wind moans and a long black veil, I cry o'er his bones. I walk these hills in a long black
Well, it's Saturday night, and everybody's counting their pay. Turn on the porch light, it's been a long, hot day. Mama canned green beans, and Laura Jean, I reckon she's so. And that traffic's getting heavy over there on the Jimtown Road. Luther, bring out a chair. I'll stretch out here in the swing. I saw lightning over there. We haven't had a storm since spring. They stopped a Barron County car this side of Bowling Green with a load. Yeah, that traffic's getting heavy over there on the Jimtown Road. Now, ever since a lady named Pauline Slaughter moved out there with that well-built daughter, the traffic's been heavy on the Jimtown Road. I saw Puddin'Hagen sitting in the courthouse yard. He said his wife Lucille was getting fatter than a tub of lard. He talked about that kid of his and how much little Puddin' Junior had grown. Then he got in his car and headed for the Jimtown Road. Hey honey, wave to Brother Grissom. He's smiling and he's looking this way. He's been checking that girl on the Jimtown Road today. He says it's his moral duty to see that they ain't doing no wrong. But that was early this morning. I wonder why he was gone so long. Now, ever since a lady named Pauline Slaughter moved out there with that well-built daughter, the traffic's been heavy on the Jimtown Road. The Jimtown Road.
The Mills Brothers singing about a happening place on a Saturday night, the Jimtown Road. And Marty Collins and Bobby Jean with the classic country sad story song, Long Black Veil. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box on FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke. The piano duo Ferrante and Teicher recorded several movie themes, including this one from The Midnight Cowboy.
Thank you. gotta get me home by the morning light. I got no fare to ride a train. I'm nearly drowning in the pouring rain.
Hitch it a ride. Hitch it a ride.
Gotta get me home.
Hitchin' a ride. Ride, ride, ride. Hitchin' a ride.
Long distance call I got today. She sounded lonely, so I'm on my way.
Hitchin' a ride. Hitchin' a ride. Gotta get me home. Keep her satisfied.
Fair with their thumbs out, hitching a ride. We also heard the theme from the movie Midnight Cowboy by Ferrante and Teicher. Oak Grove, Louisiana native Tony Joe White brought the term swamp rock into mainstream music with his 1969 hit Poke Salad Annie. He had other hits himself and wrote several songs that were made famous by other artists. Elvis Presley released a good recording of this one in 1974. But I like the feeling and expression that Tony Joe White delivers in his 1972 recording of I Got a Thing About You, Baby.
I've got something to tell you, I think that you ought to know. I've had my eyes on you, babe, since a long time ago. And now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, thing about loving you. Ain't no two ways about it, baby, your love was meant for me. I know that I can't do without it, it fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, babe, can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you, think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, think about loving you. You know she's got a man. She'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. And then she starts to thinking that maybe she's put you in a bind. give you just a little love, and it'll get you every time. But I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Oh yeah. Mama.
Think about you, baby.
Tony Joe White, making you believe that I got a thing about you, baby. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will continue after this concert hall intermission.